Now it's time for the Bonusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Corner Sports broadcast booth this weekend on the Beaver Radio Network. It is brought to you by Alan Zutz, financial associate for Thrivent Financial, a proud sponsor of BSU Sports. Discover why millions of Christians count on Thrivent Financial's products and solutions to help them be wise with money and live generously in the community they live, work, and worship. Last night's game, the Beavers tallied up win number 1,000 in program history, defeating the Sioux Falls Cougars by a score of 74-68, a leading scoring attempt led by Logan Bader, who had 14 points, and Sharif Black, who had 18 points. And then Christian Bukarek added 13. Derek Thompson added 13. Javion Green with 9. And Zach Baumgartner with 5 off of the bench. The Beavers shot 41% from the field and had 14 turnovers with 14 assists last night. Logan Bader scored his second career double-double, getting 10 rebounds with his 14 points in 39 minutes of play. The Beavers were able to hold the Cougars to 31% shooting while shooting 41% on their own. No technical fouls, and the Beavers outscored the Cougars in that second half 42-41 to secure win number 1,000 in program history. We'll visit with freshman guard Griffin Chase next in the Bonusa pregame show as we get ready for Beaver basketball taking on the Mustangs of Southwest Minnesota State here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Beaver basketball brought to you by
Corner Sports
on the Beaver Radio Network.
This isn't going to work. No matter what we say, some people still drive drunk. But we're Budweiser. Giving a damn is what we do. So, if you think it's okay to drive drunk, if you think it's something that's debatable, or you just simply don't care, this Bud is not for you. Give a damn. Don't drive drunk. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Take on your toughest snow removal jobs with a Kubota B-Series tractor. With a clean, powerful Kubota diesel engine, you can add an optional snow blade or PTO front-mounted blower and throw back whatever nature throws at you. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months, plus great customer instant rebates when you buy a B-Series tractor and two qualifying implements. Now through March 31st, 2018, see Acme Tools for more information. See the full line of Kubota at Acme Tools, Highways 2 and 71 North, Bemidji.
Take your winter fishing to the next level with an Ice Castle Fish House. Corner Sports Bemidji has every Ice Castle style, from the Scout to the Diamond RV model. Ice Castle is the largest manufacturer of premium portable ice fish houses around, and Corner Sports is the area's longest running Ice Castle dealer. Come in now for great pricing and best selection. Excellent financing rates, up to 10 years on approved credit. Shop for your Ice Castle today at Corner Sports, 1.5 miles north of the airport on Highway 71, Bemidji, and online at cornersports.us. US.
Holding, number 79, defense, first down. I'm also holding a party tonight.
Great call by the official. Looks like we've got another flag on the field.
Holding, a Pepsi. Necessary refreshment.
Hey, Ted. Bring some of that Pepsi to my party.
Pepsi and the NFL. Welcome to the Fun Doesn't End Zone.
The Taco Blitz at Taco John's is your ticket to the year's biggest football game and other super prizes. Team a crispy or soft shell taco with one of four burritos, plus your choice of 20-ounce fountain beverage. But wait, it gets bigger, because with each Taco Blitz, you get a chance to win awesome prizes, like gift cards and two tickets to the big game in Minneapolis on February 4th. Get the Taco Blitz. Crush hunger. Win big. For a limited time, only at Taco John's.
Get up to date with the Bonusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network.
For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's basketball team was on the road last weekend, lost twice at St. Cloud and Duluth, head back on the road this weekend. Sioux Falls and Southwest, joined by freshman forward Griffin Chase out of Nevis. As a true freshman, how much of a learning curve have you had so far this year?
It's been a big learning curve, just getting to know the offense and how defensive schemes all go. So it's been a big learning experience so far.
When the season started till now, how much more do you know the game, just in general, now than you did back then?
I think quite a bit. over the first couple of weeks, I learned quite a bit. I got faster, stronger, which is a big part of the game here at collegiate level. So it was a big learning experience so far.
Coming from Nevis, you had a pretty successful football career and basketball career there. College game is so much different. Bigger, faster, stronger is the cliche, but until you stepped out onto that court, did you know how strong people were in the NSIC?
Not really. It's totally different from watching from the stands compared to actually being out there on the floor, so you have to be prepared at all times when you actually get the chance to go out there.
Injuries happen. It's not an excuse, but quite honestly, you guys have been decimated by injuries. If you guys were all healthy, how much better would this team be record-wise?
I think quite a bit better. I know couple upperclassmen have been injured, which makes a big difference, so a lot of the younger guys have had to step up and fill those roles, but if a lot of these guys weren't injured, I think the level of play would have increased dramatically.
You guys went on the road last weekend. You're on the road again this weekend. What are some of the biggest challenges you think of being on the road two straight weekends?
I think just controlling what you can control, just taking care of the ball, rebounding, all the simple things. The crowd will get into the game, but there's nothing we can control there, so you just got to do the things that you can do.
All right, time for some off-the-court stuff. 6'3", I'm guessing you're taller than your mother. It's always a big deal for mom when kid's taller than she is now, so when did that happen for you?
Probably about 8th or 9th grade, I think I surpassed that height.
Do you miss football?
I do. I miss it a lot. I know I went to couple of the high school games back home this last fall, and I missed the Friday night lights quite a bit.
What's it like being the big man on campus coming back to school as a college freshman?
It's all right, I guess. No one really knows me too much yet, but just getting the hang of things.
What's your favorite actor or actress?
Favorite actor would probably be Jim Carrey or Will Ferrell.
Okay. Favorite food?
Pizza or pasta.
What was the last meal that you personally cooked?
Ooh. Last meal I personally cooked, I can't even remember, probably chicken.
Okay, and would you rather sing the national anthem at U.S. Bank Stadium for the Super Bowl or sing karaoke in front of your teammates?
Probably the national anthem, because I'm not a very good singer either way.
So the teammates are going to be ruthless, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I'd probably be on the biggest stage I could be, make it worth it.
Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Beaver Basketball, brought to you by
Domlinger GM
on the Beaver Radio Network.
This isn't going to work. No matter what we say, some people still drive drunk. But we're Budweiser. Giving a damn is what we do. So, if you think it's okay to drive drunk, if you think it's something that's debatable, or you just simply don't care, this Bud is not for you. Give a damn. Don't drive drunk. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Do you watch a lot of videos online? Get the internet speed you need to enjoy your favorite shows and movies without the long waits and delays. Get the GigaZone from Paul Bunyan Communications. You'll get fiber optic fast internet speeds up to a gigabit per second. That's up to 80 times faster than cable. You can add PBTV, unlimited local and long distance phone service. Plus, all new GigaZone customers can get GigaZone Wi-Fi free for the first 6 months. It's fast, it's affordable. It's the GigaZone from Paul Bunyan Communications, and it's right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
Hi, Dan the Chevy Man here from Donlinger GM in Bemidji. You want tough trucks? We've got them. How about the Chevy Silverado half ton, three quarter ton, and one ton? How about the GMC Sierra half ton, three quarter ton, and one ton? And if that's not enough, how about the Chevy Colorado or GMC Canyon, the hottest midsize trucks on the market? So if you're thinking trucks, look no further than Donlinger GM, home of the tough trucks. Check us out online at DonlingerBemidji.com. Chevy, find new roads.
From highways to driveways, Knife River delivers the construction materials and services you need. Whether you're a handyman, weekend warrior, or jack of all trades, we take you from honey do to honey done when it comes to getting the job done right. Knife River Materials is one of the largest in construction materials and contracting companies in the United States and believes in building success through people, safety, quality, and environmental commitment. We proudly support this sports broadcast.
visit your Bemidji Co-op A&W Senex North and try their new pub-style baskets with pub-battered cod and 21-piece shrimp along with fries and coleslaw. Or try the new poutine, fries, curds, and gravy. Fuel up on quality Senex fuels. Milk and ice cream, two for $7. And Coke and Pepsi 12-packs, just $3.99. A&W is open daily, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. And your Bemidji Co-op Senex North convenience store hours, 6 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. at the corner of Irvin and Ann Street.
The show before the game, the Bonusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Corner Sports broadcast booth here at the RNA Arena. We are about ready for our starting lineups in the national anthem. We'll take our final break before tip-off here on the Beaver Radio Network. Mustangs take on the Beavers next here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Beaver basketball brought to you by
Bonusa
on the Beaver Radio Network.
Marketplace food.
Here at Marketplace Foods, we are proud of our Angus Pride beef, and for good reason. Only the top 20% of choice Angus beef qualifies to be Angus Pride. Consistently well-marbled, tender, and sure to please, Angus Pride is without a doubt the city's finest. Expertly cut and trimmed by our staff, Marketplace is the place for beef. So when you want the best, stop in to Marketplace. Take your winter fishing to the next level with an Ice Castle Fish House. Corner Sports Bemidji has every Ice Castle style, from the Scout to the Diamond RV model. Ice Castle is the largest manufacturer of premium portable ice fish houses around. And Corner Sports is the area's longest running Ice Castle dealer. Come in now for great pricing and best selection. Excellent financing rates, up to 10 years on approved credit. Shop for your Ice Castle today at Corner Sports, 1.5 miles north of the airport on Highway 71 Bemidji. And online at cornersports.us.
Every day made better at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. How about a New Year's resolution to a happier, healthier you? Let's start that with a hot tub with the Ace Saltwater Sanitizing System or a sauna. Both have been shown to drastically improve health and well-being, all while making you feel better. With plenty of 2017 models to clear out, now is the time to save and start the new year on a path to improving your overall fitness and well-being. At Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, look for the big duck. Across from target.
Holding, number 79, defense, first down. I'm also holding a party tonight.
Great call by the official. Looks like we've got another flag on the field.
Holding, a Pepsi. Necessary refreshment.
Hey, Ted. Bring some of that Pepsi to my party.
Pepsi and the NFL. Welcome to the Fun Doesn't End Zone.
When it comes to security, folks around here say,
ah, nobody's around.
But thieves say,
ah, nobody's around.
A check in the mail is exposed and accessible all day long. Digital payments are secure, fast, and easy. Try ePay from Ottertail Power Company. It's free and available online from wherever you are, even if it's in the middle of nowhere. Visit otpco.com/epay.
Get up to date with the Bonusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network.
Here are the starting lineups for tonight's game, starting with Javion Green.
6'8 freshman from Cold Spring, Minnesota, number 5, Derek Thompson. 6'1 senior from Little Falls, Minnesota, number 11, Christian Pekarik. 6'2 senior from Detroit, Michigan, number 12, Sharif Black. And a 6'7 sophomore from Milltown, Wisconsin, number 24, Logan Bader.
There's your starting lineup for the Beavers. That is Javion Green, Derek Thompson, Christian Pekarik, Sharif Black, and Logan Bader. Now it's time for the home team.
Starting lineup here, Southwest Minnesota State University Mustangs. A 6 foot junior from Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, number 3, Ryan Rubin. A 6 foot senior from Indiana, Virginia, number 14, KJ Davis. A 6'4 senior from Lake Mills, Wisconsin, number 21, Turner Mullen. Minnesota State, senior from Mad Lake, Minnesota, number 35, Carter Kurt.
So there's your starting lineup for the home team. That is Grugman, Davis, Moen, Lee, and Kirk. The starters for the Southwest Minnesota State Mustangs. Beavers 4-7 in the NSIC. Won yesterday to get win number 1,000 in program history. Southwest Minnesota State Mustangs come into this game at 6-2 in the conference. Here's a tip, and it's won by the Mustangs. Grugman finds Kirk underneath the hoop. Quickly, it's 2-0. Pekarik and the Beavers wearing all white today, trimmed in green, taking on the all-gold pedrobed Mustangs. Pekarik bounces it in, tried to at least to Sharif Black. He tracks it down, missed the shot, but tips the rebound right to Derek Thompson. Outside to Bader. Bader back to Black on the baseline. Outside to Green. He overhand passes it to Pekarik, who's wide open for three. Missed that. And the Mustangs will get the rebound. Moen brings it across midcourt, moving to the left side of the court. Hands off to Grugman. Grugman underneath the hoop to Kirk. Kirk draws a foul as he goes for the shot. Can be called on Bader. His first. Game's first. And Kirk at the line to shoot two. First one is up and in. Carter Kirk, 6'8" out of Mountain Lake, senior, hits the second of two and has all 4 points that have been scored in this basketball game. Mustangs showing pressure in the backcourt. Beavers play hot potato between Black and Pekarik. Get it across the court, the half-court line. Pekarik over to Black, finds Green in the corner on the far side. He drives to the free throw line, then back into the far corner to Sharif Black. Tried to drive, couldn't do it, has to pass it, does, gets it to Thompson. Thompson goes off the backboard, up and in. Grugman on this near sideline, stops and looks to pass. He does, gets it to Lee. Lee launches a three, and that goes in. Pekarik gets the play from Coach Boshi and goes to work, moving to his left, bouncing it to his left, and it's stolen away by Grugman. Fast break, him versus Sharif, off the backboard, no good. Pekarik gets the rebound, runs it right down the middle of the court, and gives to Bader. Bader to Green, chest pass over to Pekarik. Pekarik gets a screen from Thompson. Thompson, top of the key, hands off to Green. Green from the right side of the key, takes a long two, and that goes in. And it's 7-4 with 17:50 to play in this first half. Beavers trail by three. Grugman with the ball, covered by Pekarik. Sends it outside, three taken and missed by Davis, and then stealing away the inbounds are the Mustangs, and another three attempt from Lee is long, rebound to Carrick. He gives to Green. Green will drive the baseline from this near side, the left side of the court. His shot blocked by Lee, sent up ahead to Davis off the backboard and in. 9-4 the score, 5-point game with 17:15 to play in this first half. Beavers trail. Pekarik brings it across midcourt. Goes over to Green. Far side, top of the key to Thompson. Thompson to Black, hands off to Pekarik. Pekarik covered by Davis, takes one dribble, tries to bounce it onto the baseline, bounced it off the leg of Davis, and that goes out of bounds. And Schaefer will come in for the Mustangs, replacing Moen. 9 seconds on the shot clock for the Beavers. Inbounds coming on the left side baseline. Pekarik calling for his guys to go. gets it to go. High pass, almost stolen away by Davis. Goes to Green. He'll go to Pekarek. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Has to launch a desperation three. Doesn't go, but he at least hit the rim, so no shot clock violation. And Bergman brings it across midcourt for the Mustangs. Outside, he'll go to Davis. Between the legs a couple of times, and a pass over to Schaefer. Schaefer overhands it to Lee. Fakes the baseline. Now spins against Bader. Turnaround jumper. No good off the back of the iron. Rebound Bader. He gives to Pekarek. Still in a five-point game. 9-4 with 16:20 to play in this first half. Beavers trail. Black goes under the hoop with a pass to Green. Fadeaway jumper off the backboard goes in. 16:05 to play here in this first half. 9-6 our score. Kirk dribbles once, gives to Davis. He'll try a three. That goes in. Kirk will bring it across midcourt, goes to Bader. Bader covered by Lee, passes to Green. Green overhand pass to Pekarek in the lane. Stops, sends it outside. Black for three off the front of the rim. No good. Schaefer gets the rebound. Gives to Brueggemann to bring it across midcourt. He spins. Goes to the paint. Underhand pass to Kirk. Kirk slams her home. Carter Kirk with 6 points. Beavers have six. They trail 14-6. Carrick gets the play, throws it to his left to Sharif Black. Black drives the lane, sends it outside. Green for three, short on that. Rebound on the run goes to Brueggemann. Stops and tried to get it to Schaefer, but that's stolen away by Green. Green at the top, goes to his right, hands off to Carrick. Carrick tries the right side of the hoop. Gets it to go in, and the whistle signals an and one coming. Foul going to be called on Davis, his first. And when we return, we'll have our first free throw attempts for the Beavers next on the Beaver Radio Network.
Beaver Basketball, brought to you by
Acme Tools.
On the Beaver Radio Network.
Marketplace, Marketplace Foods.
Here at Marketplace Foods, we are proud of our Angus Pride beef, and for good reason. Only the top 20% of choice Angus beef qualifies to be Angus Pride. Consistently well-marbled, tender, and sure to please, Angus Pride is without a doubt the city's finest. Expertly cut and trimmed by our staff, Marketplace is the place for beef. So when you want the best, stop in to Marketplace.
You're listening to Bemidji State University, Beaver Basketball, on Talk Radio, AM 1360, KKPJ.
Welcome back to the Corner Sports Broadcast Booth, Beaver Basketball on the Beaver Radio Network, brought to you by DS Beverages, distributors of Bud, Bud Light, Michelob, Golden Light, Anheuser-Busch, and the King of Beers. 14:52 left to play in this first half. The Beavers trail 14-8. A free throw attempt coming after the second horn for Christian Pekarek. He was just fouled by Davis, the first one of the game for the Mustangs. And Christian Pekarek, who shot fairly well from the line yesterday. He shot 10 of 14 from the free throw line yesterday. Is shooting an and one here. He does. It goes in. It's a five-point game. Mullen brings it across midcourt. Dribbles to his right. Passes to his right, right into the bench. And that goes out of bounds, in other words. Turnover for the Mustangs. And Pekarek brings it across and moves to his left. Dribbles with his left, fakes the shot, pivots, goes to the center court with a pass to Sharif Black, who ran into Bader, loses the ball for a second. Green able to pick it up. He gives to Black. Black lofts it back to Green. Green in the lane. Foul going to be called. No shot. Foul called on Mullen. His first, second team. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Pekarek Inbounds to Thompson. Thompson goes quickly to Green, right back to Pekarik. Pekarik moves to his left onto the baseline, throws right to Green. Green's three short, no good. Rebound on the bounce goes to Mullen. Mullen sends it over to Schaefer. Schaefer hands off to DuFault. DuFault now over, will take a three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound tipped, and now on the run. Up on that far sideline is Sharif Black, but he's met by all of the Mustangs, so he'll take a three instead. That's short on that. Goes out of bounds. And the Beavers will turn it over with 13:49 left in this first, trailing by 5, 14-9. Mullen brings the ball across midcourt and gives to DuFault. DuFault hands off to Schaefer. Schaefer thought about a three, gives inside it to Bartlett, and Bartlett travels. Chase into the game for the Beavers. Same with Baumgartner. Giving Thompson and Green a break. First subs for the Beavers with 13:35 left to play in the first. Pekarik dribbles with his right, passes to his left, gets to Sharif Black, looking towards Baumgartner. Instead, passes to Bader from the corner for three. That goes in. Bader hit four of six from beyond the arc yesterday. Now one of one today. Beavers trail by two. Schaefer with the ball in the Mustangs. Moves to his left. Passes to DuFault. His shot short. Picked up by Pekarik on the run. He'll weave through some Mustang defense. Stops on the baseline. Tried to take a shot. He's fouled. And then he's blocked. And then a foul called on Bartlett. That'll be his first third team foul. Just under 13 minutes to play. Inbounds goes to Baumgartner, gives to Bader. Bader to Chase at the top, dribbles with his left, looks to his right and passes there to Pekarik. Pekarik drives the hoop off the backboard, underhanded, the layup goes in, and that ties the game at 14. 12:39 left to play here in this first half. Bartlett hands off to Byers. Byers backing his way in against Chase. Up and under. That's some fancy ball work from him. That goes in.
Four post.
Pekarik calling out the play for the Beavers. And calls an audible on the field. Gives to Black. Black back to Pekarik, who throws it to his left to Chase. Back to Bader at the elbow on the near side. He bounces inside to Baumgartner. Tried to get it to Bader and a foul called. And that one's going to be called against Mullen, his second. The fourth team foul called on the Mustangs. Beavers only have one foul. That was called on Logan Bader. In this first half, there's 12:02 to play. 16-14, the Beavers trail by two. Sharif Black in the paint, gives to Baumgartner, gets his defender to jump, then goes for a shot, and it's blocked as he goes up. Picked up by Mullen, passes outside. Schaefer, long three, he goes in. Pekarik gets the ball and sends it to his left. Into the corner in front of the Mustang bench. Now over to the far side to Griffin Chase. Chase throws it to his left, gives to Pekarik. Throws it backwards to Bader for three, and he matches it. Still perfect from the line. He started yesterday 3 for 3 from beyond the arc. He's 2 for 2 today. Beavers trail by two, 19-17. 11-11 left to play in this first half. Mustangs with the ball. Mullen takes a left-handed jumper. No good. Rebound Bader. He gives to Pekarik. Pekarik right down the middle of the court. Gets two Mustangs to jump. Sends it outside to Chase. Chase thought about driving. Instead passes it back to Pekarik. 17 on the shot clock. Pekarik on the right side of the court. Gives to Black. Black with his right hand. Too strong off the backboard. Rebound goes to Bartlett. Sends ahead to Mullen. Mullen over to Byers. Back to Mullen. Finds Bartlett in the paint. Puts his shoulder into Baumgartner. Hook shot. No good. Rebound on the bounce. Goes between the legs of Mullen. one. He grabs it, and before the jump ball can be called, takes a timeout and will take a timeout as well. 19-17, the Beavers trail by two with 10:34 left to play in the first half.
Beaver basketball brought to you by
Thrivin' Financial.
On the Beaver Radio Network.
Take your winter fishing to the next level with an Ice Castle Fish House. Corner Sports Bemidji has every Ice Castle style, from the Scout to the Diamond RV model. Ice Castle is the largest manufacturer of premium portable ice fish houses around. And Corner Sports is the area's longest running Ice Castle dealer. Come in now for great pricing and best selection. Excellent financing rates, up to 10 years on approved credit. Shop for your Ice Castle today at Corner Sports, 1.5 miles north of the airport on Highway 71 Bemidji. And on online at cornersports.us.
This is Bemidji State University Beaver Basketball on Talk Radio, AM 1360, KKBJ.
Beaver Basketball on the Beaver Radio Network, brought to you by Green Mill Pizza, Pasta, Beer, and Wings. We'll see you at the mill. 30-second timeout. 21 on the shot clock with 10:34 left to play in this first half. Timeout was called by Southwest on the tie-up. They'll inbound right in front of us. Brueggemann does and gives to Kirk. Right back to Brueggemann, moves to his left, dribbling with his right. Now in the middle, gives to Moen. Moen will drive the basket, sends it outside. Davis for three, scrapes the moon and misses that one as it hits the back of the iron. Rebound, Bader. He gives to Pekarik. Pekarik right back to Bader. Overhands it to Pekarik here on the near side, the left side of the court. He passes to his left, finds Sharif Black. Baseline off the backboard and in. His first basket of the day ties the game at 19 with 10 minutes to play in the first half. And a foul going to be called against Davis. No, excuse me, they're going to call that on Brueggemann, his first. And the fourth team foul called on the Mustangs. Fifth team foul on the Mustangs. And now we've reached our media timeout with 10 minutes left to play, 19 apiece, here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Beaver Basketball, brought to you by
Paul Bunyan Communications.
On the Beaver Radio Network.
Every day made better at hot spring spas and pool tables too. How about a New Year's resolution to a happier, healthier you? Let's start that with a hot tub with the Ace Saltwater Sanitizing System or a sauna. Both have been shown to drastically improve health and well-being, all while making you feel better. With plenty of 2017 models to clear out, now is the time to save and start the new year on a path to improving your overall fitness and well-being. At Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, look for the big duck across from Target.
You're listening to Bemidji State University Beaver Basketball on Talk Radio, AM 1360, KKBJ.
Welcome back to the Corner Sports Broadcast booth at the 10-minute mark. Beavers are tied at 19. Beaver Basketball is brought to you by Senex A&W. How about a world-famous root beer or maybe a float? 10 minutes left to play here in this first half. The Beavers are led by Christian Pekarik and Logan Bader. Bader with 6 points on 2 of 2 shooting from beyond the arc. Pekarik has 5 and Javion Green has 4. Beavers have the ball and Pekarik will bring it right across the middle and pass to his left. Gives to Bader. Bader drawing some coverage now out towards the line as that pass from Chase, stolen away by Davis on a fast break, lays it in with the finger roll, reclaims the lead for the Mustangs. Pekarik passes to the left, right in front of the Mustang bench. They'll swing it around to the right side to Sharif Black. Black to Pekarik, moving to his left. Covered by Davis. Looks for a screen from Baumgartner. Gets one, but has to run around Kirk and pass off to his right. Gives to Black. Black for three. Goes in. And that gives the Beavers the lead, 22-21. Here with 9:05 to play in the first half. Brueggemann moves to his right, covered by Bader. Now attacks the right side of the rim. Shot blocked out of bounds by the Beavers. And the inbounds coming on the left side of the hoop on the baseline from Brueggemann. looks for the opening, gets it to Kirk. Kirk hands off, fakes the handoff rather to Brugman and takes it himself and dunks it home, his second dunk on the night. And it's a one-point lead now for the Mustangs.
5-2.
Carrick moves to his left, dribbling with his right, passes right to Sharif. Gets a screen from Baumgartner, drives the lane, takes an underhanded layup attempt, no good. Brugman comes away with it after Kirk and Black tie up for the rebound. And sports free, goes to Brugman, goes out of bounds, off the Beavers, and it'll be Mustang ball. Schaefer comes in the game for the Mustangs. Thompson and Green back in the game for the Beavers, replacing Baumgartner and Sharif Black. Left side of the hoop, baseline inbounds for the Mustangs. Goes to Brugman. Brugman gets a screen from Kirk, one arms it to this right side, near side of the court. Rolling inside to Kirk. Kirk left-handed layup doesn't go. Rolls off the rim after the foul from Derek Thompson. Coach Boshi doesn't agree with it. It's the second foul called on the Beavers. First one on Thompson. And Kirk will be at the line to shoot two. He is 2 for 3 now after missing that first one. Second shot goes to the bottom of the rim, and he's got 9 points. It's a two-point lead for Southwest Minnesota State with 8:15 to play in this first half. Pushing the ball to his right as Bader gets it to Green. Green quickly throws it into Chase. Chase backs away from the baseline, gives to Thompson. Thompson to Green, sets him a screen. Green tried to get it into a Thompson. A lot of traffic. It's stolen away by Southwest. Brugman comes away with the ball right down the middle of the court. Throws it backwards. A three taken and missed. Well, short on that by Lee. And now safe from going out of bounds, but picked off by Thompson. Thompson gives it to Chase, who steps back, gives to Bader. Bader over to Pekarik here on the left side. Attacks the rim, goes outside to his right to Chase for three. Just rattles out. Rebound Kirk. Gives to Davis to Brugman here on this near side. Crosses the court to Lee. Lee to Schaefer. He'll try a three. That goes in. That's a second one on the day. And now a five-point lead for the Mustangs with 7:08 to play in the first half. Javion Green gets it at the top of the key, pushes it to his left to Pekarik. Pekarik dribbles to his right, passes to his right, gives to Green. Green for three, yes! He's got seven, and the Beavers trail by two, 27-25, 6:45 to play first quarter, attacking the rim, and then sending outside are the Mustangs to K.J. Davis. Now over to Lee. Lee one-arms it to Schaefer. It tries another three off the back of the rim. No good. Bader gets the rebound, contested by Lee. Pekarik dribbles it down, stops, fakes a shot, hands off from Thompson back to Pekarik. His jumper no good. Davis gets the rebound. Over to Brugman, who will slow things down for the time being. Pushes it to his right, over to Lee. To Schaefer, gets a screen from Lee. Over to Brugman. Brugman to Kirk on the baseline, working against Thompson. Passes it out to Brugman. Brugman to Schaefer. Schaefer outside for three is made by Lee.
Michael Lee, and that's the Southwest Alex 3-point field goal.
Lee from the corner on the near side hit that three. A five-point game with 5:45 to play first half. Beavers trail 30-25, and a whistle against the Beavers. They called against Pekarik. It'll be his first, third team foul. Chase will take a seat as Sharif Black comes back in the game. Moen brings the ball across midcourt for the Mustangs. Hands off to DeFault. DeFault finds Schaefer on this near side. Schaefer dribbles to his left, and that is a foul. A moving screen by DeFault ran over Javion Green. Can't do that, and that's Schaefer's first. And the sixth team foul called on the Mustangs. Clock stops with 5:27 left to play in this first half. Carrick dribbles to his left with his left, stops in the corner and bounces it to the baseline to Thompson. Thompson working his way against Bartlett, has to throw it out to Pekarik out near half court. Pekarik will try the right side of the rim, bounces outside to Green, his shot too long off the back of the rim, and a rebound goes to Moen. Moen one-arms it into the corner, three-pointer from Schaefer, no good, rebound Thompson. Still a five-point game, 30-25 with 4:45 left to play in this first half. Pekarik at the top of the key, moves to his left, passes to his right, gets to Bader. Bader hits it again. He's on fire, 3 of 3 from beyond the arc. Makes it a two-point game with just under 4.5 to play in this first half. Schaefer backs away from the free throw line and passes it to Moen. Moen, he's in the paint, bounces it back to Schaefer. Schaefer in the lane, spins and passes it to Byers. Byers outside to Dufault. Dufault trying to drive against Black. Can't do that. His shot too short, but picked up by Byers. And his turnaround hook is picked up and in. And it's a four-point game, 32-28. Bounce pass over to Thompson. Thompson hands off to Sharif Black, who moves to the right. Hands off to Pekarik, who moves left, then passes right. Right on the sideline over there to Black. Black gives it back to Pekarik. Pekarik tries to split through some Mustang defenders. Outside three from the big man, no good. Rebound on the bounce goes to Schaefer. He gives to Moen. Moen outside to Byers. Byers call for the travel.
Timeout on the floor.
And we'll take another timeout as the Beavers try to climb back into this one. It's only a four-point game. We'll see what they can do next. Beaver basketball on the Beaver Radio Network, brought to you by Marketplace Foods. World-class quality and value, locally grown with passion.
Beaver basketball, brought to you by
The Glass Doctor.
On the Beaver Radio Network.
Take your winter fishing to the next level with an Ice Castle Fish House. Corner Sports Bemidji has every Ice Castle style, from the Scout to the Diamond RV model. Ice Castle is the largest manufacturer of premium portable ice fish houses around. And Corner Sports is the area's longest running Ice Castle dealer. Come in now for great pricing and best selection. Excellent financing rates, up to 10 years on approved credit. Shop for your Ice Castle today at Corner Sports, 1.5 miles north of the airport on Highway 71 Bemidji, and online at cornersports.us.
This is Beaver Basketball. Beaver Basketball on the Beaver Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Corner Sports Broadcast booth. Beaver Basketball on the Beaver Radio Network, brought to you by Otter Tail Power, on for you. The Beavers trail by 4, 32-28, with 3:28 left to play in this first half. Led by Logan Bader, who is perfect from the beyond the arc, scoring 9 points, 3 of 3. Keeping the Beavers in this. Javion Green also with 7 points, and Christian Pekarik with 5. Bader will inbounds right in front of us. Gives to Pekarik. 3:27 left to play in this first half. Right down the middle of the court. Carrick goes, now moves to his right. He'll try the baseline, send it outside to the left to Green. It's stolen away by the Mustangs and knocked out of bounds by the Beavers. 3:16 left to play here in this first quarter. Four-point game. First half. Brueggemann gives to Moen. Moen over to Lee, dribbles once and sends it into the corner on this near side. Trying to get it to the ball boy, but he is not an eligible player, nor is it eligible to play out of bounds. Beaver ball, 3:01 to play. First half, down by 4, 32-28. Carrick on the right side of the court, pushes it in front of the sideline to Green. Green over to Bader. Bader back to Thompson on this near side, finds Green, sets him a screen, and then Green falls to the ground, rolls it in over to Thompson. Thompson again falls to the floor just like Green did, and able to get it back to Green. Seven on the shot clock. Inside to Thompson. Thompson off the backboard. It's called for a travel.
Simple.
Brueggemann brings it across midcourt for the Mustangs with his right hand. Throws it inside to Kirk. Kirk missed the shot, gets his own rebound, goes up again, and gets that to go in. Vicaric gets the play from Coach Boshi. Gives to Bader on this left side to Green, back to Vicaric. 2 minutes to play in this first half. Beavers trail by six. Bader takes a hook shot. Thought there was a foul. There wasn't anything called. It's picked up by Moen on the run. Gives to Davis. Davis fakes a three, drives the hoop. Gives to the big man, Kirk. Gets that to go in. He's got 13 points on the night. And the Beavers trail by eight. Now Sharif Black goes up for a shot. His shot's no good. Blocked. Thompson gets the rebound. Tries to tip in. Doesn't get that. Brueggemann brings it back the other way. He's got it and hands off to Moen. Moen over to Davis into the corner to Kirk. Kirk goes to Lee. Lee outside to Davis. Davis at the top of the key moves to his left. Now back to center for a three. He doesn't hit much of anything except for the front of the rim. That rebound tipped out of bounds by the Mustangs. It'll be Beaver ball with 1:01 to play in this first half.
1 minute remaining in the half.
Carrick brings it across midcourt, hands off to his left to Black, who throws it right, gets it to Javion Green. Lofts into the baseline to Sharif Black, who tried to get it to Thompson. It goes between his legs and is picked up by Moen, who goes to Brueggemann for three. That's short, and the ball is going to go out of bounds. And saved by Michael Lee, but is picked up by the Beavers. And Sharif Black, rather, takes a three. Doesn't go. Tracked down by Moen. 18 seconds left to play here in this first half, and the Mustangs have the ball. Brueggemann right at the line. Has 5 seconds to work. He'll attack the three-point line, covered by Vicaric. In the paint, takes a jumper in front of Thompson. That goes in. And at the half, the Beavers trail by 10. 38-28 to the Southwest Minnesota State Mustangs. We're going to take a quick timeout, but it's time to kick off the Pepsi 9 Bottle and Halftime Report. Beavers trail by 10 here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Basketball brought to you by
Paul Bunyan Communications
on the Beaver Radio Network.
Holding number 79, defense, first down. I'm also holding a party tonight.
Great call by the official. Looks like we've got another flag on the field.
Holding a Pepsi. Necessary refreshment.
Hey, Ted. Bring some of that Pepsi to my party.
Pepsi and the NFL. Welcome to the Fun Doesn't End Zone.
Roll in. Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Winter roads are coming. Look to Bemidji CarQuest, located in front of Menards on Paul Bunyan Drive, where they're offering a total tire care, buy three, get one free package on all Continental tires. Continental tires offer best-in-class comfort, mileage, and traction. To make sure your vehicle is ready for winter, see the guys at CarQuest for the best service and prices on all your winter needs. Love your winter with CarQuest of Bemidji.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
You're listening to Bemidji State University Beaver Basketball on Talk Radio, AM 1360, KKBJ.
Welcome back to the Corner Sports broadcast booth at the half. The Beavers trail by 10, had a couple of two-point leads at the throughout this first half, and it's been back and forth, and the Beavers just had the Mustangs had a run to end that first half to go up by 10. The Beavers' leading scorer is Logan Bader, who has 9 points yet, is a 3 of 3 from beyond the arc. Didn't think we'd be saying that about the big man, but now that we've been seeing this, yesterday he was 4 of 6 from beyond the arc. He is drawing some attention out near the perimeter when he gets the ball, which might in the second half open things up for Derek Thompson, who is has 2 points on 1 field goal in this first half, but it might open things up for him, and hopefully, because Carter Kirk in the middle is a force to be reckoned with. The 6'8" senior has a game-leading 13 points and a couple of slam dunks to really put some exclamation points on some of the Mustang possessions. He has made an emphatic stance here in the in that first half, letting his presence be known. The Beavers shooting 37% from the field and 36% from beyond the arc, 5 of 14. The Southwest Minnesota State Mustangs also shooting 5 of 14 from beyond the arc, but shooting 15 of 31 from the field. 38-28, our score at the half. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back with more of the Pepsi 9 Bottling Halftime Report. We'll talk with Griffin Chase, getting some significant minutes here in this Saturday game in just a few. A 10-point game at the half, 38-28 our score. Beavers trail by 10.
Beaver Basketball, brought to you by
Domlinger GM
on the Beaver Radio Network.
When it comes to security, folks around here say,
nobody's around.
But thieves say,
nobody's around.
A check in the mail is exposed and accessible all day long. Digital payments are secure, fast, and easy. Try ePay from Ottertail Power Company. It's free and available online from wherever you are, even if it's in the middle of nowhere. Visit otpco.com/ePay.
Are you a Christian looking to align your faith and finances? Then you'll want to check out Thrivent Financial. We're not your typical financial services provider. We're a not-for-profit Fortune 500 organization that helps our nearly 2.4 million members be wise with money. We provide guidance that reflects your values so you can protect what matters most. We help members live generously and strengthen the communities where they live, work, and worship. Learn more about the Thrivent story by contacting me, Financial Associate Alan Zutz, at 444-0202.
Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Commercial Refrigeration has been Bemidji's premier Lennox dealer since 1946, providing the best in-home heating and cooling systems. Higgins Heating proudly supports this BSU sports broadcast and all the excitement it brings to their loyal listeners. Higgins Heating would like to remind everyone that when your heating or cooling system is in need of repair, or maybe it's time to upgrade to a more efficient system, call Higgins at 751-2801 for quality service you expect.
Glass Doctor of Bemidji is locally owned and proudly supports BSU Sports. Glass Doctor is the place to call for all your glass repair and replacement needs. They handle both residential and light commercial glasswork. All of their technicians are trained and certified. Quality workmanship and customer satisfaction is what you can expect from Glass Doctor of Bemidji. Walk-ins welcome or call 759-1289 for an appointment. Located next to Arby's. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Call the Glass Doctor. We'll fix your paint.
You're gonna love getting used to Venusa.
If you have an athlete living in your home, you know you need a good fridge to hold all the food, a microwave to heat it up with, a dishwasher to stash the dishes, and most important, a heavy-duty washer and dryer to wash those not-so-pleasant-smelling jerseys. Hi, this is Becky from Venusa. Come see why Venusa does it better. Venusa Appliance Sales and Service, now located just behind Sanford Walk-In Clinic on Minn Kota Avenue.
You're gonna love getting used to Venusa.
Beaver Basketball on the Beaver.
Beaver Radio Network.
For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's basketball team was on the road last weekend, lost twice at St. Cloud and Duluth, head back on the road this weekend. Sioux Falls and Southwest, joined by freshman forward Griffin Chase out of Nevis. As a true freshman, how much of a learning curve have you had so far this year?
It's been a big learning curve, just getting to know the offense and how defensive schemes all go. So it's been a big learning experience so far.
When the season started till now, how much more do you know the game, just in general, now than you did back then?
I think quite a bit. Over the first couple of weeks, I learned quite a bit. I got faster, stronger, which is a big part of the game here at collegiate level. So it was a big learning experience so far.
Coming from Nevis, you had a pretty successful football career and basketball career there. College game is so much different. Bigger, faster, stronger is the cliche, but until you stepped out onto that court, did you know how strong people were in the NSIC?
Not really. It's totally different from watching from the stands compared to actually being out there on the floor, so you have to be prepared at all times when you actually get the chance to go out there.
Injuries happen. It's not an excuse, but quite honestly, you guys have been decimated by injuries. If you guys were all healthy, how much better would this team be record-wise?
I think quite a bit better. I know a couple upperclassmen have been injured, which makes a big difference, so a lot of the younger guys have had to step up and fill those roles, but if a lot of these guys weren't injured, I think the level of play would have increased dramatically.
You guys went on the road last weekend. You're on the road again this weekend. What are some of the biggest challenges you think of being on the road two straight weekends?
I think just controlling what you can control, just taking care of the ball, rebounding, all the simple things. The crowd will get into the game, but there's nothing we can control there, so you just got to do the things that you can do.
All right, time for some off-the-court stuff. 6'3", I'm guessing you're taller than your mother. It's always a big deal for mom when kid's taller than she is now. So when did that happen for you?
Probably about 8th or 9th grade, I think I surpassed that height.
Do you miss football?
I do. I miss it a lot. I know I went to a couple of the high school games back home this last fall, and I miss the Friday night lights quite a bit.
What's it like being the big man on campus coming back to school as a college freshman?
It's all right, I guess. No one really knows me too much yet, but just getting the hang of things.
What's your favorite actor or actress?
Favorite actor would probably be Jim Carrey or Will Ferrell.
Okay. Favorite food?
Pizza or pasta.
What was the last meal that you personally cooked?
Ooh, last meal I personally cooked. Oh, I can't even remember. Probably chicken.
Okay. And would you rather sing the national anthem at U.S. Bank Stadium for the Super Bowl or sing karaoke in front of your teammates?
Probably a national anthem, because I'm not a very good singer either way.
So the teammates are going to be ruthless, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'd probably be on the biggest stage I could be. Make it worth it.
Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Beaver Basketball, brought to you by
Corner Sports.
On the Beaver Radio Network.
Are you a Christian looking to align your faith and finances? Then you'll want to check out Thrivent Financial. We're not your typical financial services provider. We're a not-for-profit Fortune 500 organization that helps our nearly 2.4 million members be wise with money. We provide guidance that reflects your values so you can protect what matters most. We help members live generously and strengthen the communities where they live, work, and worship. Learn more about the Thrivent story by contacting me, Financial Associate Alan Zutz at 444-0202.
Little ones are watching, learning, copying, mimicking, mirroring. They're developing their unique personalities based on what you do. When you make the choice to save energy, they will too. Be the lead they want to follow. Visit otpco.com/saveenergy to learn about available rebates. Ottertail Power Company.
You can see a neighbor for years without really knowing them. So allow us to reintroduce ourselves. We are a local business. We are owned by our employees. And this year, we're celebrating serving this great neighborhood for 120 years. You might say we're woven into the fabric of Bemidji, like a warm, comfortable blanket. First National Bank Bemidji, a partnership for generations. Member FDIC.
school year is here. For custom team clothing, visit Skeeter Stitch in Bemidji. Have your local team, church group, or business looking their best in custom embroidery or screen printing made just for you. Skeeter Stitch also has the hottest new clothing on the shelves for the Beavers, Lumberjacks, and other local teams. Plus, they offer letter jackets and chenille for all area high schools. Visit or call Skeeter Stitch today, just a half a mile west of the Bemidji High School on 5th Street. Visit online, SkeeterStitch.com. Skeeter Stitch of Bemidji.
For City Auto Glass, here's Beavers head hockey coach Tom Ceratori.
As head hockey coach, it's my job to lead the team. In the auto glass world, the team to rely on is City Auto Glass. They've been in business around here for almost 6 years now, and for more than 25 years throughout Minnesota. Safety is their big thing, doing glass work the right way to keep you and your family safe. Thankfully, it doesn't happen often, but if you ever need auto glass, keep my friends at City Auto Glass in mind.
Your safety, our business. City Auto Glass at cityautoglass.com.
Hey, John, any New Year's resolutions?
Paul, resolutions are for people who aren't already awesome.
Okay, so you must have quite a few.
Very funny. Well, I guess I'd like to be more efficient.
I can help with that. Order online at greenmill.com and earn double points. One order, double Green Mill rewards points. Doesn't get much more efficient than that.
Double points for ordering online at greenmill.com? Not a bad way to kick off the year.
But this offer is only available for a limited time. Now, let's work on some more resolutions for you.
More resolutions? What?
Green Mill, pizza, pasta, beer, and wings.
And double points when you order online.
We'll see you at the mill.
You're gonna love getting used to Venusa.
If you have an athlete living in your home, you know you need a good fridge to hold all the food, a microwave to heat it up with, a dishwasher to stash the dishes, and most important, a heavy-duty washer and dryer to wash those not-so-pleasant-smelling jerseys. Hi, this is Becky from Venusa. Come see why Venusa does it better. Venusa Appliance Sales and Service, now located just behind Sanford Walk-In Clinic on Minn Kota Avenue.
You're gonna love getting used to Venusa.
Taco Blitz at Taco John's is your ticket to the year's biggest football game and other super prizes. Team a crispy or soft shell taco with one of four burritos, plus your choice of 20-ounce fountain beverage. But wait, it gets bigger, because with each Taco Blitz, you get a chance to win awesome prizes, like gift cards and two tickets to the big game in Minneapolis on February 4th. Get the Taco Blitz. Crush hunger. Win big. For a limited time, only at Taco John's.
You're listening to Beaver Basketball on the Beaver Radio Network.
Welcome back to Southwest Minnesota State. At the half, the Beavers trail by 10, 38-28 here on the Beaver Radio Network. This weekend brought to you by Allen Suits Thrive and Financial. Start saving or supplement your existing retirement savings with an IRA or Roth IRA. Your earnings will grow tax-deferred. Thrive and Financial can help. You can plan for your college for your kids, a mortgage-free home, supporting a cause that's close to your heart. If you have financial goals, Thrive and Financial has investment options that can help put you on track to reach them. Contact Allen Suits at Thrive and Financial to help you meet your financial goals by calling 444-0202. We'll see if the Beavers can close in on this 10-point deficit when we return the start of the second half, with the Beavers taking on the Southwest Minnesota State Mustangs here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Basketball brought to you by
Thrivin' Financial
on the Beaver Radio Network.
Are you a Christian looking to align your faith and finances? Then you'll want to check out Thrivin' Financial. We're not your typical financial services provider. We're a not-for-profit Fortune 500 organization that helps our nearly 2.4 million members be wise with money. We provide guidance that reflects your values so you can protect what matters most. We help members live generously and strengthen the communities where they live, work, and worship. Learn more about the Thrivin' story by contacting me, financial associate Alan Zutz, at 444-0202.
These days, it isn't unusual for a home to have more than five devices using the internet, and that number continues to rise. Get the internet speed you need to support all your devices. Get the GigaZone from Paul Bunyan Communications. You'll get fiber optic fast internet speeds up to a gigabit per second. That's up to 80 times faster than cable. It's affordable, it's fast, and you can add Paul Bunyan Television and unlimited local and long distance phone service too. It's the GigaZone from Paul Bunyan Communications, and it's right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
This is Bemidji State University Beaver Basketball on Talk Radio, AM 1360, KKBJ.
Start of the second half starts with a jumper from Javion Green on the free throw line. Make it 38-30. Brueggemann brings the ball across midcourt for the Mustangs, gives to Kirk. Kirk high off the backboard, no good. Prakarik gets the rebound and sends it ahead to Javion Green here on this near side, the right side of the court. He'll drive down the left side and pass over to Black. Black to Prakarik. Prakarik in the lane, contested by Kirk. Doesn't get the shot to go. A foul late called, and Prakarik lands hard on his side. As that foul called on Carter Kirk, his first, and the first of the half for the team. That will send Prakarik to the line to shoot two. A tough cookie that senior out of Little Falls is Christian Prakarik. Shaking the cobwebs off after that big foul, and he gets the first one to go in. Second shot goes in as well, and now a six-point game. The Beavers on a 4-0 run to start this second half. Handoff goes to Mullen. Mullen moves to his left, passes to his right to Davis. Davis quickly into the corner to Brueggemann, tries the baseline on the right side, one arms it across the court to Davis. Davis drives the hoop, sends it outside to Lee. Lee for three, he doesn't go. Rebound, Sharif Black. He'll dribble it up on this near side. And slow down and get the Beavers set. 38-32 the score. Beavers on a 4-0 run to start this second half. Bouncing it over to Thompson on the baseline. Hook shot right in front of Kirk goes in. And now 38-34. Brueggemann brings the ball across midcourt for the Mustangs. Passes to his right to Davis. Davis to his right to Brueggemann. Offs inside to Kirk. Kirk working against Thompson. Lowers his shoulder into Thompson. Goes off the backboard and in. And that cuts the stops the run for the Beavers, but it's only a six-point game now. 40-34, under 18 to play. Inside to Thompson, too hot on the pass from Black. Gets tipped and picked off by the Mustangs. Brueggemann brings it up on the right side of the court, sends it downside to the left. Long three from Lee goes in. That's his third three-pointer of the day. And the Mustangs put pressure on in the backcourt, forcing Javion Green to run back to pick up that inbounds from Logan Bader. He's got it now and passes to Bader, now to Black on the left side of the court. He's double-teamed, passing it to Prakarik. Prakarik's three blocked by Brueggemann. Picked up by Kirk, back to Brueggemann. He goes up for a shot and sends the ball into the headband and crashing through one of the advertisements on the baseline as well, out of bounds. Prakarik and the advertisement are both okay. Brueggemann inbounds to Kirk, tries the alley-oop, inbounds, doesn't work. Rebound is tipped multiple times by the Beavers, finally picked up by Bader. He'll send it over to Prakarik. Prakarik stops, pivots, and passes to Black. Black on the left side of the hoop, inside to Thompson. His hook shot too strong, gets his own rebound in a way by tipping it to Bader. Back to Thompson, now to Black on this right side of the court. Tries to drive the hoop, does, gets it to go. And a foul call. They'll be shooting an and one. As Kirk picks up his second of this ball game and the second team foul on the half for the Mustangs. The and one coming for Sharif Black is up and in. He's got eight on the night, and the Beavers trail 43-37 with 16:50 to play in the second half. Brueggemann right down the middle of the court, moves to his left, bounces it to his left. No one's there, and I'll say it was tipped out of bounds by Prakarik. Suppose it was. Inbounds going to come from Lee right in front of the Mustang bench. Gives it to Davis. Davis fakes a handoff to Lee, instead hands off to Brueggemann. Brueggemann runs to his right, throws it back to his left. Long three from Davis goes in. Javion Green will bring it across the midcourt on the left side. Passes to his right to Prakarik. throws it back to his left, finds Javion Green, now back to Pekarik. Bounces it over to Bader. Bader to Thompson, to Pekarik. Thompson sets him a screen, looks to bounce it that way. Instead goes across the court to Sharif Black in the paint, and a foul called before the shot.
Cold. Green stuck his knee out.
Krugman called for the foul. His second, third team foul. Pekarik inbounds. Bounced it to Bader, and they're going to say Pekarik was hadn't established himself inbounds when he touched the ball. So it will be a turnover and Mustang ball. Krugman walks down the center of the court with the ball. Moves to his left. Passes into the corner. Gives to Davis now on the baseline. His hook shot's in. And the foul going to be called on Bader, his second first team foul. 11-point game with the Mustangs up 48-37. Here comes the and one from Kirk. It's in. He's got 18 points on the night. Sharif Black brought it up on the right side. Passes to the top two, Bader. Bader back to Black, but this time on the left side. He'll drive the baseline. Tried to get it into the Mustangs, but his shot and pass, rather, is blocked away by Kirk. And the Mustangs steal it away underneath to Davis. Turnaround jumper is no good. Kirk gets a rebound. Stripped as he goes up by Javion Green. He gets it to Thompson. Thompson back to Green on the near side of the court. He's covered by Schaefer, moves by Kirk, looks the pass, does, gets it to Pekarik on the left side. Pekarik will try the right side, send it outside. Bader for three, hasn't missed today, but he misses this one. And a quick steal from Sharif Black goes up and in. And Sharif Black, the first Beaver in double digits, makes it a 10-point game with his 10th point. Brueggemann with the ball on the right side of the court. Pass over to Kirk. Kirk tried to loft it into Lee. Instead passes it to Brueggemann. Takes a jumper. No good. Kirk tried to tip it in too hard. And Bader gets the rebound, giving to Pekarik to bring it up on the left side. Weaves through some Mustang defense. Missed the layup, but he'll be shooting two. After Kirk picks up his third foul, Chase and Baumgartner will come into the game when we return. 14:30 to play in the second half. The Beavers trail by 10 on the Beaver Radio Network.
Beaver Basketball, brought to you by
Paul Bunyan Communications
on the Beaver Radio Network.
Holding, number 79, defense, first down. I'm also holding a party tonight.
Great call by the official.